We're studying the Maral from Sefer Derech Chaim, his commentary on Pirkei Avos. And he, of course, discusses this important pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Vayomer Elokim na'ase Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man in our tzelem, like our tzelem, like our demus. Tzelem means an image. A demus is a likeness, a shape, a form. And the next pasuk says, "Vayivre Elokim es Adam b'tzalmoi, b'tzelem Elokim bara oisai." Kadosh Baruch Hu created man in His, in God's image. That's fascinating. That man is this one unique creature, created in God's image. Tzelem Elokim. What exactly does that mean? Wherein lies our likeness to or our similitude? Where is it and what is it about us that gives us majestically this godly tzelem, this godly image? What exactly does the Torah mean? We're looking at the Sefer Derech Chaim, Perek Shlishi. In these editions of the Maral Derech Chaim, page Kuf Mem Beis, the right-hand column. V'yesh lefaresh ma'asha omar hakosav ha'yivre elokim es ha'odom b'tzalmai. Ein pirusho. It does not mean, God forbid, sheyesh el Hashem yizbarach tzelem udmus. God does not have a physical image or shape. She'ein ha'davar kach klal. Of course not. Aval. Hakosav bo lomar ki kasher bo lirmoz b'tmuna ha'gashmis. If you want to try to create a physical representation of what exists about God, if you want to make some representation of Hashem's quality, completely and deeply unrelated to anything physical, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain qualities, qualities that we have to understand and qualities that are integral to the fact that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone who we believe in and who we serve. Ki bevada yochel ha'odom letzayer be'inyin ha'gashmi davar ha'nivdol ha'bilti gashmi. The Maral says, no doubt, a person can make a representation, a physical representation, whether it be a bronze or a photograph that's altered or a drawn picture or image of a quality, of a character trait, an illustration of some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality, of some of His magnificence. Dimyon zeh, this similitude, kasher bo litzayir Hashem Yisbarach, shehu melech al hakol, vein alav b'mitzius. If you wish to express and depict how God is unique, all-powerful, and nothing greater, ein alav, meaning there is nothing but Hashem, there is nothing that is more powerful, nothing that takes precedence to Hashem, nothing supersedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein alav b'mitzius. Hine yitzayir tumuna b'zikifa. What you will do is imagine something that's tall and upright, tallest, perhaps, highest and upright, with anything and everything around it, submitting to what is in the center and what is tallest and highest. Again, he says, "Af bevadai she'ein loseis shum tmuna chas v'chalila el Hashem Yisbarach." We don't mean to say that there is any kind of physical form that can represent what Hashem is, but if you were to try to express it, how would you express it? You would express it with tmuna zikifa, something upright, something straight and high. But of course, again, he says, there's no chalila, chas v'chalila, to say that there is some way to physically represent or present an image of God. Hainu, shadavar zeh asur b'vadei la'odam mitzad ha'seichel sheba'odam. Man who has seichel, man who is intelligent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is higher intelligence. So if man is intelligent, and we understand that God is the highest, greatest, endless intelligence, of course you can't depict intelligence. He says, therefore, Vaday la'odam mitzad ha'seichel she'odam she'masik ha'davar k'fimashahu, k'moshe yisboer, as he later explains. Of course you can't represent a picture of God. Aval mikol makom mashe nimtza b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a quality of God. He mitsuyer ba'adam. A certain quality of God is depicted by man in man's nature. Ba'adam agashmi. Shebriyasa shel adam b'zikifa. Man is an upright being. It is the only upright being. Unlike all other creatures that are bent over, that walk on all four. Kimisha holech shechoach humora al sheyesh olav odoin. By walking on all fours, that indicates that there's something higher, that there's something that has mastery over you. Olafichach holech shechoach. Kimo eved sheholech shechoach lefnei adon shalom. Like a servant who walks humbly, obsequiously, behind, or in some instances, next to, in front of his or her master.
This word shechoach is related to
Hishtapeth? As, of course, yes, bent over. Aval Hashem Yisbarach ein alav. There is nothing upon, nothing that supersedes, nothing that exceeds, nothing that is over or beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way or form or fashion. Lekacha adam shehu b'zikifa. Therefore, man, by being upright and having mastery over all of the created world, nemar alav shehu b'tzelem elokim. That's what tzelem elokim means. A very simple explanation, actually. It means that man has mastery and responsibility over an environment and over other creations. And now he explains, Kalaimar, Kasher echad ba litein tzelem utmuna gashmis, masha nimtza bo yisbarach, bilti gashmi. If you try to give physical expression to what is a quality of God that is a non-physical quality, hine ha'adam hu b'tzelem elokim. Man is a tzelem elokim, ki ha'adam hu ba'olam ha'tachton, here, in this lower world, man has that supremacy, like God has over all of the universe. Umedaber hakasav min ha'olam ha'tachton. The pasuk is talking about the created world. Umitzad olam ha'tachton ha'adam etzelam elokim. So through man, God is described. He turns it around and he says, ki az yituar Hashem yisbarach kifi masher ro'u el olam hazeh ha'gashmi. By having man walk upright and have mastery, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mastery over this world, we have in man an image of the true master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, master over all of the universe, the upper worlds, the lower world, all. So it's true that not every human being is going to, when we look at him or her, remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a similar idea where Chazal say that a king, a melech basar v'dam, reminds us of the fact that there is a Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that when we behold a king, there's a bracha to be recited, because we are reminded that there is one great Melech. Man, and the way man is made to have mastery over his environment and over other creatures, with an intelligence that guides him as he has mastery over his surroundings, his environment, and the creatures around him. These are all reminders and representations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true master. So that's what Tzela means. Tzela means the image of having responsibility to maintain others and to direct others and to have mastery over others. Now this relates then to how many other Mefarshim say that the Tzelem Elohim and the Dmus is all about choice. Man has choice. The Tzelem Elohim then roots in the fact that there are choices to be made. You have decisions to make. Does any animal have a decision to make? It reacts and responds with literally triggers that are in its nature. It is not making a judgment. It's not making judgments. It's not weighing. It's not assessing. Morally, it's certainly not assessing a moral question of right or wrong. Whereas man can and man will. And man must make those decisions. That's similarly here being described as mastery over the environment. So it's a little bit different here in the Maharal's way of expressing it. But the grandeur of man and the grandeur of his mastery then is what Tzelem Elohim is all about. Let's go on in the next column, in the second column. He explains that the idea of having something that, you know, has qualities like the qualities of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says this is similar to having something in this world that is a material representation that has a parallel in the other world, that has a parallel in the metaphysical world. And that is very much like having a garment that clothes, encases, that surrounds and covers what the body beneath is all about. From the shape of a garment, you can surmise what the garment contains, what it clothes, what's wrapped up inside of it. Let's see it inside. It's this second arrow on page Kuf Mem Beis on the left-hand side, about two-thirds of the way down the page. V'yodua ki ha'olam hazeh hagashmi hu kimo malbush el olam hanivdol. Fascinating idea. Everything in this world has a spiritual, metaphysical parallel in the real world. This is an olam hadimya, where images are of a physical nature, but they only are merely parallel to something deeper and more essential, something real in the metaphysical world. This world is a mere malbush of what exists in the true world, the olam hanivdal, the non-physical world. Ukimoy shehamalbush metuar boy halevish leba amitasai. Just as clothing is not the person himself, no matter how beautiful a tie, that doesn't mean that the person is that dignified, doesn't have to really be the gentleman he appears to be, right? Just as an example. A garment is not the truth about a man. It's the cloth outside of him, but not the substance within him. It doesn't necessarily express who is it that's really inside that suit. That's why we call it sometimes an empty suit, right? Ra'kafi hamalbush yitur boy halayvesh. It's a description, af she'ena ba'amitasa, even if it's not fully true. V'chein yituar Hashem yizbarach ba'olam hagashmi, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by the world He created, mitzad olam hagashmi, as far as the world is concerned, we have reflections of God in what He creates. After all, when someone creates something, it's a result of this entity, this power, has created something. It is a reflection on the Creator. V'nemer ala adam shehu b'tzelem elokim. Man being b'tzelem elokim means that we are reflections of the Creator. Dahainu mitzad shehelech adam b'zekifa. Man's walking upright is a result of and a reflection on the upright, all-powerful God who created man. K'moshe Hizbar, as was explained. V'chol ha-balichayim holchim shechach. All other creatures walk on all fours, bent over. M'pnei sheheim tachas ha-odom. They are beneath man, meaning man has hegemony over them. Shehu ha-melech ha-lakol. U'betachtonu ein olav. There is nothing above man. V'adam holek zakuf kifi madregaso sheyesh lo, ki ein olav betachtonim. Now he says another fascinating idea about tzelem elokim, and we should all aspire to live up to it. V'chein imatabala horos hayosher sheyesh bo yisparach. God is perfect in truth and integrity. How would you describe that? Hine atamayr olav bezekifa, something that's upright and true and straight, perfectly straight. Shehu kmo kav yashar, like a perfectly straight line. So that this, that man is a tzelem elokim by being upright, reminds us of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight and yashar and upright. And sure enough, Chazal always talk about this. And the pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man yashar. Man is capable of being straight. And God would like us to be straight. And of course, unfortunately, sometimes we're not exactly perfect and not quite straight. But man is supposed to be straight and upright and proper and true, like his Creator. So what the Maharal now is implying is that Tzelem Elokim means that each human being should have and has the ability to manifest upright posture. I don't mean physically. Morally. Moral rectitude. That's Tzelem Elokim.
So Rabbi, maybe the bracha we say every day is what really means that it's a new meaning.
Very excellent. True. Beautiful. So when we say the bracha in the morning of Zoykev Kfufim, which is, of course, simply to mean that, well, I was lying down, now I'm going to begin my day, and with Hashem's help, I can get out of bed and stand up. But it means much more than that. It means that with a Torah that guides us, instead of going on some derech akalkalos and some twisted road in life, we can go and should follow an upright and honest path, a path of virtue and moral rectitude. And by following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and following his Torah, and following his teachings, he is a zokef kfufi. Because the physical posture of man upright, as we just saw the Maharal is telling us, is merely representative of the upright nature, the yosher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. A beautiful and an important idea. Because when you say a person is a tzelem elokim, each of us looks in the mirror and says, so am I a virtuous, upright, honest person? If I am, then I begin to be a bit of a Tzelem Elokim, because it is that Kav Yosher, that straight upright line that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I need to emulate Mahu Afato, just as he is, I need to be. And one last idea. We turn the page over on page Kuf Mem Gimel. He says a fascinating idea. And it's all about the neshama and the human personality, persona. It's the seventh or eighth line in the paragraph that begins V'hine Perish Vayivre Esa Adam Bitzalmoy, line 8 or 9, second column on page Kuf Mem Gimel. V'ima Toroitze Lefarish Milas Bitzalmo Hatzelim Sheyesh LaHashem Yisbarach Lefiha Emes. Tefarish ma shenemer nasa adam betzalmenu kidmusenu af ki bevadei hatzelim v'hadmus boim al hatoyar v'hatmuna. Normally, you talk about something physical. When you say tzelim, you mean an image, an appearance, if you will. Very black and white, or even in color, but something very empirical. Bekan, here, however, loy bo Rak al ikar hatzelem v'hatmuna. Here, tzelem means what is the essence of man. Shekol dover sheyesh lo tzelem udmus yesh lo ziv. Anything that has a tzelem has a ziv. Ziv meaning a certain shine or radiance. V'hu ikar hatzelem v'hatmus. The Hainu Ha'or, the light that shines from a person. Some more, some less. Some, it's true radiance, and other people, somehow, what shines or what is betrayed is a certain darkness. The Haziv Shel HaTzelem, it's the radiance of the Tzelem. That's what Tzelem here means. Meaning a certain human force, a certain life force that you can detect in a person. And where does that life force come from? His neshama. Where does the neshama come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tzelem Elokim. When you look at a human being, you're looking at something that has expression of a soul. The expression of what's inside the person is a Tzelem Elokim. No other creature has what we would call personality, that you could read a person's face. Can you really read the face of a bear? Now, a bear, you know, you might be able to tell from what it's doing with its teeth, whether it's about to try to eat you. You might be able to see, you know, whether it's raising its paws and reaching towards something. But it's acting in accordance with its nature. It's not expressing its essence with its radiance or its shine. It's just behaving by its nature. Human beings each have a unique soul, and that unique soul is given and granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's the Tzelem. The Tzelem, the moral here suggests, is this ziv shel hatzelem. Ukumei she'omer hakosuf. Pasuk in Daniel, very well-known parak where, right, Nebuchadnezzar has created an idol, a golden idol in Bikas Duar, and he's asking everyone to come worship it, all the great princes and ministers of the world and of the nations have to bow to his idol. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refuse to do so. And when he hears that they refuse to do so, Utzleim anpohi eshtani. His face changes. His expression turns negatively. Now, it doesn't mean that he looked like someone else, didn't cause Nebuchadnezzar to look like another human being. What does it mean? Tzelem is tzelem. Tzelem anpoi eshtani. He's using this as a proof text. The expression of Nebuchadnezzar's face changed. So tzelem means an expression of something, something godly. The face of and the picture of Nebuchadnezzar, what he looked like, didn't change. Rak kikasha yikru la'odam davar ma. When something happens to a person, when we experience something, mishtanaloi haziv shalapanim v'har shalo. The expression and the radiance of the person changes. It glows more or less, God forbid. V'zeh perish hakosif nasa odam bitzalmenu kidmusenu. That's the meaning of Tzelem Elokim and Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu Kidavik Bifnim Shaloi. There is attached within a person, there is a part of a person and within a person, a ziv and a nitzutz, a certain radiance, a brilliance. Ziv and nitzutz Elyon, a higher radiance, right? A godly radiance, Davik Boy, is within us. Is a part of us and a part of who and what we are. That's the tzelem elokim. This is not something physical. This is a godly radiance. That's the tzelem elokim. It's about this radiance that a person has about him or her, that the pasuk says, "Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa hasa adam." He says, "Ki Hashem yizbarach nikra or Hakadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, perfect light, perfect energy. Ki or b'chol makom ba al davar nivdal bilti gashmi or always means pure power as opposed to material." It's supposed to matter. Shehare ha'or eino gash miklal. It's totally not physical. V'dava zeh b'yarnu b'hagdama etzel kiner mitzvah v'tera or. Shehare meira al dava nivdal bilti gashmi v'zehu inyan atzelem. Shehakosav rotza lemar ki ha'adam hazeh ha'gashmi man, physical man. Davek by inyan nivdal legamri. There is something about him that's completely otherworldly, completely not physical. Bilti gashmi v'zeh ziv tzalma, and that is his radiance. That is a godly aspect in man. And of course, when the neshama is imparted to this person, comes with it a certain radiance, a certain shine, a certain glow. And this is what we call, you know, a human quality, a human beauty that you see in a beautiful person. When a person does something beautifully, helpfully, kindly, in a beneficent way, in a godly way, and you look at the person's face and you see a radiance of such pure goodness, that's a tzelem elokim. That's the best moment in which you can see, the best kind of tzelem elokim. When you have someone who shares wisdom and expresses wisdom, important and even godly knowledge and understanding, and does so again for the right reason, does so for the sake of expanding goodness and God's wisdom, should reign supreme in our lives, in his life, in your life, and this person expresses something, and you watch as the person expresses it, and you see a light coming, shining from the person's eyes, that's his tzelem elokim. And that's b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. So we have a maral here that has, in two very different ways, suggested that this tzelem elokim that we are, that man in the image of God is the upright man, and the man that has responsibility as upright man to follow through with the correct decisions made that will impact fellow man and lower creatures around him or her. And now a description of how there's a radiance and a brilliance that is an aspect of godliness itself that shines from a man and from a woman when they are proper, when they are doing what their inherent brilliance and inherent light is meant to do when it comes to shine out, to shine forth from a person and from the person's actions. That is when we see the true tselem elokim in a man or woman. And that is what the pasuk means when it says, Vayivra, and Hashem created, elokim, Vayivra elokim es adam bitzalmai, bitzelem elokim, bara osa, zachar unikeva, bara osa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with this great potential of shining forth with his, God's radiance through how we live and how we express ourselves and how we behave.
Rabbi, on the first